Mumbai. Indian cinema has lost one of its most beloved icons. Dharmendra Deol, the timeless star whose charm, warmth, and effortless screen presence defined generations of Hindi film lovers, passed away in Mumbai, just days before his 90th birthday. With more than 300 films over a 65-year career, he leaves behind a legacy unmatched in scale, range, and emotional impact. A star loved by all, Dharmendra was one of the rare actors equally adored by men and women. His rugged good looks, athletic build, and natural ease made him a hero for the masses, while his gentle smile and romantic aura won over countless hearts. His colleagues often described him as the best human being they had known. Born Dharam Singh Deol in Punjab's Nasrali village in 1935, he grew up in a strict household where films were not allowed. But a secret viewing of Dilip Kumar in Shahid sparked a dream that eventually brought him to Mumbai. Fate intervened when Bimal Roy saw his screen test and immediately offered him a role in Bandini opposite Newton. He made his debut in 1960 with Dil Bhi Tera Hum Bhi Tere. The audience embraced the young actor instantly. His breakthrough came with Phool Aur Pathar in 1966, and soon after, his powerful performance in Hrishikesh Mukherjee's Satya Kaam cemented him as a performer of rare depth before mainstream success reshaped his journey. The He-Man, who could melt hearts. By the 1970s, Dharmendra had become a national favorite. From the iconic action streak of Sholay to the delicate humor of Chupka Chupka, he moved effortlessly between genres. His roles in Yadon Ki Barat, Pratigya, and Raja Yani added to his unmatched appeal. Whether playing a fearless friend or a poetic lover, he delivered each performance with heart and honesty. He was known as the He-Man of Hindi cinema, a title earned through his action films, but behind the tough exterior was a soft-spoken, sensitive man who cherished poetry and Urdu. Colleagues often remembered his kindness, humility, and his deep respect for everyone around him. A life rich in love and work. Dharmendra's on-screen pairing with Hema Malini became legendary, blossoming into a real-life love story that became part of Indian film folklore. Together, they starred in nearly 30 films that captured the imagination of audiences across the country. Even in his later years, he remained a favorite. Films like Apni, Yamla Pagla Diwana, Life in a Metro and Rocky Aur Rani Ki Prem Kahani brought him back into the spotlight. His final appearance will be in Sriram Raghavan's Ikkis, set to release this Christmas. Dharmendra married his first wife, Prakash Kaur, before he found fame. After starring alongside Hema Malini in several films, he married her in 1980, without divorcing Kaur. He was a member of the Indian Parliament from 2004 to 2009. Despite fame and fortune, Dharmendra stayed deeply rooted. He proudly celebrated his Punjabi heritage, often sharing simple joys from his farm life on social media. His humility made him relatable, even as he remained one of India's most iconic stars. A legacy that will live on. Dharmendra believed that he never acted, he simply lived on camera, and that authenticity defined every role he played. His films continued to feel alive because he brought his whole self to them. He often reminded his fans that goodness mattered most, sharing verses that reflected his worldview. One of his most loved couplets spoke of the endless power of kindness, a philosophy he carried until the very end. With his passing, Indian cinema loses one of its last pillars from the golden era. But Dharmendra's legacy built on love, humility, and unforgettable performances will continue to inspire generations. He often said he was born to spread love. Through his work and his life, he did just that.